Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 13th day of October, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is the Great Shakening. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri and Beth. Callers will be welcome after the introduction, and we do ask that you keep your comments and or questions as short as possible and be very polite to anybody else that might be on the call. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted upon entering the chat or the conference, and if you wish to speak, you have to signal me by either the *6 on your phone or ask question button on your computer. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And again, we want to remind you the Daily Mail page is where we put the latest updates and news items. The home page is where we put the new link for those who wish to help us by donation. And let's see here. Oh, yeah. For contact information, there's a contact page there for you to be able to send me a message, and then I can either answer your question or tell you about the donations or answer any questions about that. To my cousins who live in foreign lands, à mes parents français, bienvenue à l'appel. A mis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. And zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. Basically, French, Spanish, and German for welcome cousins from other countries, and welcome to the program, or welcome to the call. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Yahweh, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you hope and a future. Right now, and the reason I call this the Great Shakening is because we're going to go to Matthew 24 here in a minute, but the news items I get on a daily basis are almost overwhelming as to just the insanity that's going on right now. Absolute insanity. As Pastor Greg and I were talking about the end of the age and the mark of the beast and all the things that we foresaw years and years ago, we never dreamed it would be so obvious. We thought it would be very, very subtle to where you would have to be like really on top of your game to see through this, when in actuality, Satan's kids are really not all that sharp. I mean, really, unless you are completely brain dead and without a conscience, you can see through this from a mile away. So it's just astounding to watch all this going on and how anybody cannot see that this is a power play by the Zionist communists and has absolutely nothing to do with a health crisis. How somebody could not see through this, I can't even imagine that. I can't wrap my head around the even idea that somebody still is ignorant of what's going on. Call after call after call that I get, it's people like my own family saying, none of this makes sense. I've been talking to my friends, and some of my friends work for the federal government. Some of them are military. Some of them are police. And we're sitting around talking, and it's like, this doesn't make sense. But it's because, folks, if you strip away the dressing, peel the onion, so to speak, and you apply Occam's razor here, and the idea that everything is being orchestrated by the Zionist communists who want world domination and world dictatorship, if you go with the fact that they're behind every single thing that's going on so that they can accomplish world domination, then everything does make sense. For instance, there is no pandemic, never was one, except in the media and the paid whores, whether it's the media, the doctors, the nurses, the government officials, the WHO, CDC, political hacks, or the scum amongst our own people who are making boatloads of money by investing in pharmaceutical and other tributaries going along with this charade that are making huge profits right now, but particularly the pharmaceuticals. And I know Ella here has somebody that she knows that that description fits. I know people personally. They think this is great because why? They're making money. How many times have we said in Scripture, the root of all evil is the love of money? Well, Dan, what do you mean by love of money? Lusting after money. Not just wanting money to accomplish Yahweh's will or helping a brother or sister or family member. No. Lusting after it, meaning you will literally do anything for money and the things that money buys. Okay? That's the big difference. You will literally turn your family in, and you will lie in front of a camera. You will lie to your students. You will lie to the people on your floor at the hospital. You will lie to the people in the corporate boardrooms and at the corporations where you work. You will lie to your fellow police officers. You will lie to your fellow military men and women. Okay? Why? Because you love the money. Now, I wanted to make a point of, we've been hearing about $1 trillion losses of money for 20 years. That's two decades now, folks, since 9/11. Trillions of dollars that just all of a sudden goes missing. The government talks about it. You went to sleep. You think it's by accident. You don't think they know where that money went. Sure, they know where it went. They're just not telling you. Trillions. Do you know what that means? $1 trillion is a million dollars. Now think about that for a second. Stack of $100 bills adding up to $1 million. That's a lot of $100 bills. Now, a million of those stacks, is $1 trillion. You can buy a lot of whores in the media for that kind of money. You can buy a lot of whores in the medical mafia. You can buy a lot of whores in the corporate boardrooms. You can buy a lot of whores at the Pentagon. You can buy a lot of whores in the clergy response team, where most of your so-called mainstream pastors have signed on to lie to you so long as they get to escape what's coming. That's how the communists work. Of course, once the communists take power, they're going to execute every one of them, so they'll never live to spend the money. That's the good news. But they still did it. They sold out their congregations for a free pass to what's coming. Just like the whores in the boardrooms of the corporation and the whores in the Pentagon, they're all going to get shot or killed or murdered. for going along with the communists, because that's what communists do. But for those of us who resist, that's actually a good thing. I'm not going to have any sorrow for seeing the bastard shot or drug out in the street and beat to death, because communists love murdering the people that help them come to power. So that's the good news for us. No matter how bad it is for us, think about them, thinking that they're somehow chosen, somehow are going to get a free pass, somehow they're going to get all this money from their stock portfolios for the Pfizer and Moderna and all the rest of these Jewish-run pharmaceutical companies with the poison, thinking that they're better than you and I. When in the end, they're not going to be able to spend it at all, and they're going to end up being murdered by the very people they help come to power. I think they call that just desserts, right? Good riddance to bad rubbish. They made their bed, let them lay in it. So selling us all out with their lies and treason and killing and murdering millions of people worldwide. And now all these good folks are losing their jobs in airlines, military, police, at the corporate boardrooms, contractors, all kinds of people. Now, isn't it interesting that the one group of people who is resisting this the most are the white people? Now, a lot of people say blacks are resisting too, but even if all the blacks did, they're still only about 12 to 13% of the population. So they don't represent a huge threat to these Zionist bastards. It's the armed white man that they're afraid of. And so this is a way for them to alienate us and make us outcasts in our own society and oppress us with the hopes that we can be overthrown because we'll be destitute, while the Zionists are laughing all the way to the synagogue of the trillions and billions of dollars that they have made while driving the white man into the ground in his own lands. So they'll have a good laugh at the synagogue and raise a toast to one another. What a great job they did of bullshitting our people and propagandizing us to get us to fund our own destruction. I remember back in the 70s and 80s, there were a lot of people, especially with the John Birch Society, who tried to tell us that we were funding our own demise. We were funding our enemies. And when I showed people the books and literature put out by the John Birch Society, my friends laughed. Oh, that's ridiculous. That will never happen in America. Take a look around. You're living it right now. So while everybody laughed and continued to drink their beer and smoke their dope and shoot up their heroin, chase women, go to sporting events and watch TV every night thinking everything's okay, the communists don't ever sleep. The communists are like termites. They don't ever sleep. They're constantly gnawing away at the foundation of your nation. And when I say communists, Zionists, Talmudic Jews, it's all a synonym. They're all the same. So they don't sleep. They are trying to undermine your civilization at every possible joint. So, in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and hold on a minute here. We got a message coming in, so give me just a second. Thank you, Ella. Sounds good. Quality good. Okay, if you go to BitChute, there's a video by Mark Atwood on chlorine dioxide. So I'm not an expert on chlorine dioxide, but as far as I know, it's supposed to be in the world of natural health and supposed to be very good, but somebody else might be able to tell more about that. So again, we go to Matthew 24, World English Bible. For wherever the carcass is, meaning the dead body, that is where the vultures, and in some translations it says eagles, gather together. basically, that's where the scavengers, right? The scavengers will basically descend upon the carcass to feed. And that's what these invaders coming into the white nations are there. They're like the vultures to feed off the dying white race and the dying white nations. I do have to wonder when the white race, if actually at this point, you got to wonder if they're ever going to wake up. And if they do, when? How much more do you have to see? How many more children need to be hurt, sexually abused, killed for their blood, killed for their meat sacrifice, sold in the sex slave trade operations? How many people have to have their organs taken out of them while they're yet alive for the trade out there? I mean, the demonic things that are going on right now almost defy description. And yet, where the hell are the righteous? Where is our righteous army? Everybody's sitting around on their thumbs while literally the world is going to hell. Now, I talked to my daughter, the nurse, earlier today. And praise Yahweh, she has now regretted completely the taking of the clot shot. And she is warning all of her friends and et cetera not to get it. No matter what they tell you, don't get it. And some of my other friends and relations that have done it have also expressed regrets and are now telling their friends, don't do it. As my daughter said, if I knew back when I took it, what I know today, there's no way I would have put that in my body. So again, people rushed into it out of fear, anxiety, threats of their jobs, etc. Ralph up in Canada says here, if you stacked enough $100 bills to reach $1 trillion, the stack would be 3,600 feet high. Do you know how far 3,600 feet is? Just over, let's see, 36, just over a half mile. Just over a half of a mile. Now think about that. That's a stack of $100 bills that would go up 3,600 feet, and that's only $1 trillion. And these sons of bitches claim that there was, what was it, the one at 9/11, that there was $3 trillion or something like that missing. And then we had another one come out later on, 9 to 10 trillion missing. They have new budgets that are in the trillions of dollars. Folks, that's a lot of money. Well, it's a lot of electronic digits, or shall we say electronic shekels. And again, you can buy off a lot of people, and you can cover the losses for a lot of your friends in the corporate world who know they're going to take a hit when people walk out. Now, here's the other thing that's happening. And I got this from several people, but the medical people that are leaving the hospitals and clinics are being replaced by FEMA, which means the Federal Emergency Management Act, which is another useless, unconstitutional organization, totally useless. But here's how these different organizations, which are organized very similar to the Commissars in Russia when the Bolsheviks took over there. They set up Commissars. In fact, what was it during the Clintons or was it Obama? We had Czars, Commissars, get it? Czars, Commissars. Set up here. So they're in your face about it, but they're counting on you being completely oblivious to the truth of what's going on in front of your face. So the communists set these organizations up. So FEMA is just another leg of the communist takeover. And to prove it, all of the good doctors and nurses who have said, you're not going to put that shit in my body, are being replaced by foreigners, like Filipinos and stuff, that are being brought in here at taxpayer expense and with all these trillions of black ops money that the government has shoved off to the side. It's not going to you and me or any of the businesses doing the right thing or any of us white folk that are not putting the poison in. No, no, we're not going to see it. But all of their fellow communist infiltrators will see it. So FEMA brings in these Filipinos, sends them to the hospital where everybody left, and they start doing the work on the, quote, sick people. Now, some of these people coming in are communist Chinese. Do you think they're really going to try to save the life of white Anglo-Saxon opponents? Or do you think they'll be instrumental in making sure they die in the hospital? I'm just asking the question. But here's the other kicker. FEMA will send in these replacements, but the replacements are not required to get the vaccine. Do you see the irony here? So your sons and daughters will lose their job if they don't put the poison in their bodies, but the replacements being sent in, being paid very good salaries, by the way, and many of them foreigners, they're not required to get the thing that got your daughter or your son fired. Isn't that sweet? Don't you love communist takeovers? Right in front of your face. How's it feel, white man, white woman? So anyway, I was saying back in Matthew 24, for wherever the carcass is, that's where the vultures gather together. But immediately after the suffering. Now, the other word for this Greek word could be the oppression. So, but immediately after the oppression of those days, do you feel oppressed yet? I do. The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky. Why? Because they're just lights up there. You see, that verse never made sense to me when I thought about this as a ball earth or a globe earth. Stars fall from the skies? How the hell does that happen? But if they're just luminaries that our Father put into the sky, now they could fall out of there, couldn't they? And the powers of the heavens will be shaken. This is a reference to Isaiah chapter 13 and chapter 34. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. So the heavens and the earth will be shaken. There's other verses that talk about this. And we talked about the Greek translation of those words and the fact that it's not just catastrophes such as tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes, tornadoes, and things such as that. It's also political upheaval, social upheaval, which, in case you haven't noticed, that's what we're in the middle of. An absolute total breakdown of society. The wicked are running the asylum. The inmates are running the asylum. The wicked are unleashed, and the righteous haven't even got off the bench yet to get on the football field. Don't know what they're waiting for, but they haven't showed up for the fight yet. Now, the good news is even Ron Paul did a article about it, and a few other fairly well-known individuals talking about resistance is starting to grow significantly. Southwest Airlines canceled, I believe it was 12 or 1300 flights. There was a Delta pilot that died, and the co-pilot had to land the plane. Fortunately, he did a good job and nobody got hurt. And yes, he had gotten the clot shot. I think that's why the pilots and people in the terminals for these major airlines are refusing, because you can hide the truth for a while, but eventually the truth always comes out. And so these people see their fellow airline employees that are harmed by this stuff. And just like my daughter and other people I know in the family that are in the medical arena, they see it. I told you I have a niece that was told a long time ago, last year in 2020, a senior staff level person came into her office, and she's an executive secretary, so she's pretty high up there, and basically told her face to face, don't ever put that stuff in your body and don't ever get tested. Okay, and I've told people about that, and I'm sure a lot of people just let it go in one ear and out the other, but that's pretty serious, pretty serious. And that's firsthand information. That's not hearsay. At least for me, it's not. Now, you hearing it from me, you could walk away and say, well, Dan doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, or why should I believe his niece? Well, you can do that. You can do that. But my job is to tell you. What you do about it is completely up to you. So, more and more people are being told no jab, no job, and that's happening to many of my family and friends right now. No jab, no job. So they're trying to punish the white Caucasian, particularly the males, but all white Caucasians right now, put us in an economic bind. What they're hoping to do is get us so economically strapped that when they offer some of those magical electronic shekels, that we'll beg them and do whatever they ask just to give us a shekel. And some of our people will succumb to that. Some are already doing it. I've got one of my very good friends. His twin brother is a captain, retired captain from the Navy, and he's all on board with everybody getting jabbed. He's gotten it. His whole family's gotten it. He thinks it's great. Why? Because that allows him to keep his healthy and rather large retirement and all the perks that come with the job. For the love of money is the root of all evil. So, unfortunately, this particular captain from the Navy has no scruples, no integrity, and no loyalty to this country, and no loyalty to the oath that he took of office. His oath of office, he's violated it for the love of money. I like what Ella had sent me the other day, where it says a coward dies 1,000 times, but a hero only dies once. So, lions, it's time to roar. And if it costs us our life, then we die once. These cowards will go through death every single day of their miserable, stinking existence. Every day they will have to live with themselves, knowing that they are nothing more than an empty bag of bones that don't amount to much of anything. So that's what that saying is talking about. They die 1,000 times or 10,000 times, depends how long they live. Whereas a hero just dies one time. So we're in the midst of the Great Shakening. There is some significance being put to October 15th. That's only 2 days away. And, of course, for the people who watch the stars, we're in a Mercury retrograde period until the 18th of this month. So we've got some interesting times between now and the 18th of this month. A lot of things coming due. A lot of the people are being told they have to be jabbed by that date. Some people are being told times in November. And a few people are even told they have to be jabbed by early December. But the main thing is that this is a push by the powers that be to get everybody inoculated with this experimental poison, and it has nothing to do with health. So ask yourself, what does it have to do with? What's in the serum? And it also is interesting that so many people are having adverse reactions to it. Now, for the poor morons out there that think the media is telling you the truth and the medical mafia is telling you the truth and the government's telling you the truth, if you still believe that and you're still watching television at this late date, then you're actually pretty useless. I've told my friends that I have no empathy left for these people, and I will not try to save them. I'm not going to try to save them at this point. We've been, in our case, we've been on the air for 22 years now, trying to sound the alarm to a people who are pretty much apathetic, cowardly, lazy. And the remnant out of our people is a tiny remnant, as you can see by the number of people who listen live and listen to the downloads later on. Compared to the world population, it's a tiny remnant. The good news is that this message goes out to multiple thousands of other people, and from them it goes out to thousands and thousands more, because that's what Yahweh said. My word will not go out and return void to me. It will permeate through the ethers and through our people. We just don't know how it's done. But Yahweh has allowed me to see evidence of the fact this has been going on most of the 22 years we've been on the air. I told you the story where my friend Dave, who was a fellow from the Navy, called me up, and he was a co-worker in one of the nuclear plants I worked in, and he said, Dan, I heard you last night or some nights ago. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, got up early in the morning, something like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And when I get up like that and I can't fall back to sleep, I'll turn my shortwave radio on. I turned it on. I heard your voice. I said, well, that's impossible because I don't do shortwave radio. He said, well, I heard your voice. So what had happened is one of the micro broadcasters, and there's lots of those around, had taken my message or my show on cassette tape, had recorded it, and played it back over his shortwave radio. So there was a way for the Father to show me that we don't know where our truths go or how they even get there. But every now and then it bounces back to give us reinforcement of the fact that the truth is getting out there and we are having an effect. Just like the recent fan mail, if you want to call it, or feedback I got from the young man in Ireland, 20-some years old, that he and his father were listeners. So, and this gentleman, Dave, that I'm telling you about, that heard me on the shortwave, it was the interview I did with Dr. Kelly. And Dr. Kelly cured himself of pancreatic cancer at the age of 32, I think. And he quit dentistry and spent the rest of his life helping people with cancer get over their cancer using his enzymatic program. And he wrote several books about it, and he did quite a few interviews with me. And he was a character. He was a little bit like Fearless Jim Floyd from Alabama. One of my favorite guests, because they were so entertaining, funny, and passionate. And Dr. Kelly was one of them. He did not pull any punches, and he was pretty spry for a 70-some-year-old man. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, and I don't believe Fearless Jim Floyd is either. So, and just like Willie Martin in Texas, another brave Israelite who put out a lot of good information, wrote a lot of articles. He is now with our brothers and sisters on the other side of the firmament. So again, we know where all these trillions of so-called missing monies go, and these trillions and these different budgets. It's all to fund our demise, because our people will literally do anything for money. So when they come in and offer you $50,000 to $100,000 more for your home than it's worth, you'll sell it. And now they control it. If you have a company and they walk in and offer you $50 million than what it's really worth, you sell it. And now the enemy controls your business, whether it's servicing parts or an electrical supply house or a car dealership, doesn't matter. Now the enemy controls that because you sold out. Well, Dan, how am I supposed to turn down $50 million? Well, normally, if this was a white nation still, a Christian republic, you would be pretty glad to do something like that. But when you know you're in the midst of a communist takeover and they've hijacked your financial system and they're creating this phony electronic money, I would think you'd want to say no. For a couple reasons. One, it's the patriotic thing to do. And number two, when the communists take over, do you think for one second they're going to allow you to live to spend that money? Or that that money will actually have any value going forward? Do you honestly believe that as you sell out to the enemy? You actually think they're going to treat you different than the rest of us? You see, I know they hate me. I got no problem with that. If Yahweh were to take away his protections, they would take me out in no time. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Because they hate anybody trying to wake our people up and tell the truth. They hate us. But they also don't want to have the Father send lightning down upon their sorry asses, like the story of the third captain and the admonition that was given to princes and kings, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. They got to be careful, don't they? You see, they want you to doubt the existence of our Father in heaven, but they know better. And you say, well, Dan, that doesn't make sense. If they didn't know better, I wouldn't be here. Many of you would not be here. They know who you are. They monitor everything going on, your phone calls, your texts, your chats, your videos, what shows you go to, what website. If you don't think they're not tracking all of that, you're just crazy. They track everything. The intelligence agencies have been run by Jews from day one, which means that they are spying on everybody and lying about it. So if you haven't figured that out yet, shame on you. If you go to the BitChute channel, thebitchute.com, that has a lot of videos there. There is a channel called And We Know. And this was sent to me by one of our listeners that yesterday they did a program called The Thing. That's their way of talking about the clot shot. And I only got about halfway through it before the show, and it's pretty interesting what they're talking about. So if you get a chance, go to BitChute and look up the channel And We Know, K-N-O-W, And We Know. And it was yesterday, the 12th of October, and it starts out with The Thing. There's more after that, but just look for The Thing. It should be also obvious that we are in the period of the end of the age and the mark of the beast, because every attribute of the mark is in play right now. They're telling people they can't get transplants. You can't get hospital operations you might need. There's already a push for restaurants and large chains saying you can't come in without the jab, proof of the vaccine. Even in states that have said that you can't do that, they're still trying to do it, like here in Florida. We still have places that are trying to push this bullshit and companies telling their people that they have to be jabbed. So the governors of Texas and Florida need to step up and sic the attorney generals on these flagrant violations. But more importantly, we the people need to be pushing back, because ultimately we are what's important in this nation. Not the government, not the military, not the police. They're our servants. That's why they take an oath of office. They're not allowed to have their jobs, to wear uniforms, to carry badges and guns, and to go out and arrest people or harm people, as the military does, without the oath of office. Because if they violate the oath of office, then they are acting on their own and therefore are no different than a common criminal. And there are Supreme Court and lower court rulings that have virtually said that very thing. Anybody in law enforcement or the military who operates outside of that has no defense. Let that sink in. The courts now, even these corrupt ones, have said that you military guys and you law enforcement people are on your own. Now, they may tell you in the boardroom and in the pep talk you get before shift change and all that, that, hey, don't worry about these simpletons out here. We got the badge. We got the uniform. But when we turn the tables on you, the people sending you out there aren't going to be anywhere around, and the courts have already told you, you're on your own. You have no protection once you violate the oath of office. You're basically operating under the color of law, which means you're a common street criminal. Again, let that sink in. So anyway, that's the short list of the news that I've got. So if anybody has anything they'd like to either ask or report, now would be the time to do it. It's just literally nuts out there with the stuff that I'm seeing and hearing about. And the patience of our people is growing very, very thin. Anger is on the rise. Righteous indignation is also on the rise. Literally, we could almost see anything happen from this point on. Things are escalating very quickly because there's already man-made shortages being done by the powers that be, just like the oil shortage of the 1970s. I lived through that. That was all man-made. Pastor Lindsey Williams wrote books about it, To Seduce a Nation and The Non-Energy Crisis. I read those books, and I talked to Pastor Lindsey. Okay, they were very good books, and he was firsthand witness on the Alaskan Pipeline Project for Exxon Corporation, and he saw with his own eyes what was going on. So, again, they engineer shortages to accomplish their goals. They engineer terrorist attacks and terrorist events. They're all engineered. There are no real terrorists. There are none. They're all operatives of a government agency or an intelligence agency within the government. Every one of them. There are no terrorists. And we would have virtually no criminals if we would obey God's law and punish wrongdoers the way we're supposed to. There would be almost no rapes, no murders, no kidnappings, no pedophilia, no homosexuality, no transgenderism. All of these perverse, ugly things that we find in our society would disappear overnight. Just simply obey God's law. That's all. Instead of obeying these communist Jews who want that done away with because they are the authors of perversion. And so if you uphold Father's law, a lot of these Jews would be stripped of their property and promptly executed for their crimes. And so they got you to buy into this, oh, it's cruel and unusual. Well, for a Jew it is, because they like to be able to get away with murder and not have to pay for it. Whereas the Christian's duty is to take the son of a bitch out and hang him in a tree. Now, some of you are squeamish about that. But that's exactly what we're supposed to do. And the world suffers because the sons of the Most High have not been doing what they're supposed to do. So, anyway, if anybody has something, please, now would be the time. And if not, we'll make this a short one tonight because I'm a little bit tired. I was out working in the sun all day. And I'm an old man. I'm allowed to get tired. So let's see here. Oh, Ralph is putting something out about the Schofield. Yeah, Schofield Bible and Schofield himself, another crypto Jew. And this whole Jews are God's chosen people and Zionism and all that crap, all the work of Schofield. So, deceivers coming in the name of the Father, but false prophets, false teachers, we're surrounded by them. So I think that's all we'll have for tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We pray that your truths would go out all over this earth to wake up your sons and daughters, to wake up the righteous amongst us. And for those that are dead and dry bones in that big valley, put on flesh, put on sinew, make them living souls with a conscience, with a spirit, because right now they're like zombies. For those who are repenting of putting the clot shot in their system, we pray that you would send ministering angels to them with the information of things that could help them eliminate that from their bodies, mitigate it, and we ask for a miracle. If it's true repentance, we ask for a healing from on high. Because we literally don't know what is in any of these vials, except that it's not what they're telling us. And it's dangerous. And it is hurting many people. We pray for your coming to be soon. We pray for the kingdom to be established. And we pray for the righteous to reign and the wicked to receive their just rewards. Again, we remind folks, Psalm 91, the warrior's psalm, the soldier's psalm, and Psalm 149 for these days, and Psalm 83 as a curse upon our enemies. The Psalms, the Proverbs and the Psalms. If you want to build yourself up, the Psalms and the Proverbs is where you need to go. A lot of wisdom and a lot of encouragement. And Father, we do ask that you would walk with us and guide us. Forgive us our shortcomings and our fears and our doubts from time to time. Replace them with feelings of joy and looking forward to our redemption for your coming and for the kingdom. And that we will witness, as Psalm 91 says, the falling of the enemy, 1,000 to one side and 10,000 to the other. But their vile, wicked ways will not come into our tent. May the glory be yours, Father Yahweh. Walk with us always. Give us good discernment. Give us courage. and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.